Good morning. Good to see you, my friends. I'm so happy to be sitting in with and at the feet of Brother Williams. Man, I got six sermons out of that sermon he just preached. I can't wait to get back to Atlanta and start going through that. It is so good to see you on today. Happy to be in your presence. I'm not going to hold you long, so let's get right to it, my friends. We're looking for the New Testament. We're looking for the book of John. John chapter 20. When you get to John, the 20th chapter, we'll be starting at verse number 19, and we'll work our way down to verse number 25. John chapter 20, verse 19 through 25. And if you have that, it reads as follows. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. When he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them, and saith unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger in the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. Wonder on this morning if I could hold your attention for a little while as we speak from the topic of while you were out. Many years ago, I used to be a life insurance agent down in Jacksonville, Florida, and I was what you call a debit agent, the individual that you didn't like. I would come to your house and collect the insurance money, and people really didn't like to see me coming to do that. But while I was out collecting the money, some individuals would call the office, and when I would return back to the office, there would be a pink slip, not that I was fired, but it'd be a pink slip in my mailbox, and at the top of it, it would say, while you were out. And it would be several things that were documented while I was out. While you were out, Ms. Smith said to come by and change your beneficiary. While you were out, Mr. Johnson said come by and he wants to cash in his policy. And so certain things happened while I was out that was documented. We're going to look in the Bible today to see what did Thomas miss while he was out. Because Thomas wasn't with the disciples that day when the Lord appeared. And there are some things that Thomas missed when he was out. As well, today there are things that we miss when we are out. So here we are now. Our Lord has died. They buried him in the grave. It's been 3 days, and he has resurrected from the grave, declaring all power. It's been given unto me in heaven and in earth. The disciples now are gathered together in the room, and Jesus is about to make his appearance. You're looking now at verse 19. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. Please notice this scene. The disciples are there, and the Bible says they are assembled themselves together in this room. The doors are shut, and they're there for one reason, fear of the Jews. In other words, the Jews crucified Jesus. They are the disciples of Jesus, and they believe that the Jews will ultimately kill them. And so they are huddled together in a room. The door is shut. And they're afraid of the Jews. While this door is shut, the Bible says Jesus stood in the midst and said unto them, Peace be unto you. Now, this is amazing. You have shut the door. No one can get in. All of a sudden, King Jesus of Christ appears out of nowhere and stands in the middle. And the first thing that Jesus says is, Peace be unto you. In other words, he needs to calm them down because you just saw this man die 3 days ago. And now he's alive and well. And that's a lot to take in. So he begins to calm them down and he says, Peace be unto you. Then they need to believe that this is actually him. He then gives evidence. Notice 20. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. First of all, those doors are shut. And out of nowhere, Jesus just comes in and appears out of nowhere. This is the same man who died 3 days ago and now he's alive and well. This is a lot to take in. So Jesus says, whoa, peace be unto you. Look here, it's me. Put your finger in there, it's me. Look at the side, it's me. He's proving to them that it's actually me. And then the Bible says, then were the disciples what? Glad. They're glad now that this is actually Jesus. Notice 21. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. Jesus says, listen, just like my Father sent me, I'm going to send you. I want you to go out, and I want you to do my bidding just like my Father sent me to do the same. You're looking now at 22. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Now all of a sudden, Jesus breathes on the disciples, and he tells them to receive the Holy Ghost. And then he says these words, whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retained, they are retained. Jesus did this, and all the disciples were not there that day. Thomas was the only one that was missing. Yes, we know that Judas has already hung himself, and of course he's no longer there. But Thomas was the only one that was missing. But I want you to see something. Just because Thomas wasn't there, that did not stop Jesus from doing what he was sent to do. Just because Thomas wasn't there doesn't mean that Jesus is going to stop his plan. Now, did Thomas miss some things? Yes, he did. The first thing that Thomas missed, he missed the appearance of Jesus. Think about it. You ever been somewhere and you were supposed to be at a location and you didn't make it? And then your friends say, oh, my goodness, you should have been there. He came. Who came? Oh, man, he good. That the guy who sings that song, he showed up. And you're excited about it, but you missed it. You weren't there. Thomas missed the appearance of Jesus. Was that important? Yes, it was. You know what else Thomas missed? Thomas missed the evidence that was given that day. Look at his hands. Look at his side. Look at his feet. Thomas missed the evidence that was given that day. You know what else Thomas missed? Thomas missed the commission that was given that way, that day. When Jesus said, so as my Father sent me, even so I send you, Thomas missed the commission that was given that day. And you know what else he missed? Thomas missed receiving the Holy Ghost that day. Now think about it. Do you think Thomas is going to need the Holy Ghost? I believe he is. I believe at some point in his life, this man is going to need the Holy Ghost. On that day, Jesus breathed on them, and they received the Holy Ghost, and Thomas missed that. He wasn't there that day. While he was out, certain things were taking place. You know what else Thomas missed? Thomas missed the authority that Jesus gave the rest of the disciples that day when he made this statement, whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them, and whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. Thomas missed that when he was out that day. But that did not stop Jesus from appearing, from giving the evidence, from giving out the commission, from giving out the Holy Ghost, and from giving out the authority. Just because Thomas wasn't there, life went on. Jesus continued with his mission. Just because one person didn't show up, that did not stop Jesus. And then when Thomas hears what happened, notice verse 24. But Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus appeared. Now that term Didymus just means double or twin. It's commonly known that Thomas probably had a twin. Whether it's male or female, we're not for sure on which one it was, but we know that he had a twin. Now Thomas wasn't there, and then notice this in verse number 25. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. This is Thomas. The other disciples said, we've seen the Lord. They're excited about this. Thomas said, except I shall put my finger in the print of those nails and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. Now, he never gave an excuse in terms of where he was. Did you catch that? He wasn't there with the other disciples. And he just came in talking. They said, Thomas, Jesus was here. He appeared. And Thomas said, except I. And nobody said, wait a minute, where you been? We've been here. Jesus came in out of nowhere and appeared. He then said, peace be unto you. He then told us to touch his hand and side, and we did that. He gave us commission. He gave us the Holy Ghost. He gave us the authority. And you talking about except I? Where were you? Now, Thomas could have been, mind you, taking care of his mother who might have been sick. We don't know. We don't know where Thomas was. We just know that Thomas was not there. And he never gave an excuse in terms of where he was. Where were you, Thomas? No, he just comes in talking as if he's been there all along. You ever met church members like that? Yeah. Just come in talking as if you've been in this thing all along. We don't know where you've been. And you just come in talking. That's Thomas. Thomas says, except I should do this and I should do that. And then Jesus says this, notice 28. And after 8 days, again, his disciples were within. Thomas what? With them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said what? Peace be unto you. Just when you think that Jesus just can't appear out of nowhere again, he does it again. This is 8 days later. They're in a room. The doors are shut, and Jesus just, whoop, appears out of nowhere. Notice who he addresses when he first shows up. 27. Then saith he to who? Thomas. Notice what he says. Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but what? Believing. He didn't address nobody else but Thomas. Jesus showed up in that room that day and said, reach hither thy hand. He's not talking to Peter. He's not talking to James and John. He's talking to you, Thomas, who wasn't there that day when everybody else got a chance to see him and to see the evidence and to receive the Holy Ghost. While Thomas was out, he missed some things. Do you not know today that when you're not here for worship service, you miss some things when you're not here? Mind you now, I'm not talking to you who have to work on Sundays. I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking to you who may be sick on Sundays. I'm not talking to you. But I am talking to you who made a conscious decision that I'm just not going today. I'm talking to you. If you had to work, that's understandable. If you are sick, that's understandable. But if you use the same mind that God gave you, and you came up with a decision that I'm not going today, I'm talking to you. Amen. While you were out, you missed some things. One of the things that you missed was this, worshiping God in spirit and in truth. Amen. Amen. Well, brother, can I do that at home? No, you can't. You can't do that at home. You have to assemble with the saints. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse number 25. We assemble together. You missed that when you weren't here. Well, brother, I'm not going to be leading the singing. You still need to be here. I'm not going to do the opening prayer. You still need to be here. Your presence speaks volumes. You know what else you missed? You missed praying with the saints. That's what you missed. You missed an opportunity to pray with the saints just because you weren't here. While you were out, you missed singing with the saints. Man, we enjoyed some beautiful singing so far today. Amen. And think about it. If you stayed home, you would have missed that. While you were out, the church continues to go on. We don't miss a beat. We missed you. Amen. But we continue to move on. You missed the singing. You missed the communion with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When you make that decision that you're just not going to come and there is nothing wrong with you, you're not tied to a job, you're not laying in a hospital bed sick, or you're not at home sick, and you've made this decision that you're not going to show up, you have missed the communion with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know what else you miss? You miss giving an offering. And I know you're saying, oh, here come the money thing. You missed an offering. You missed the opportunity for yourself to give back to God. You missed that because you were out. We don't know where you were. We don't know what you were doing. We just know you weren't here. You know what else you missed? You missed the preaching of the Word of God. That's what you missed. When you stayed out deliberately, that's what you missed. You missed the preaching of God's Word. Listen, when we're talking about while you were out and the things that you missed an opportunity to fellowship with your brothers and sisters. An opportunity to fellowship with your brothers and sisters. Right now we're in service. There's going to come a point in time when we will end this service and we will conclude with a prayer and an amen. After service is over, there is nothing better than to be able to walk up to your brother and sister and give them a hug. It may be that the song didn't do it for you today. It may be that the preaching didn't do it for you today. It may be that brother or sister who approaches you and gives you that hug. But if you're not here, you will miss that. And sometimes just interacting with your brothers and sisters, it speaks volumes. You know what else you miss when you're out? You miss the announcements. The announcements? Yes. So that you would know what's going on at the place where you worship. Well, I didn't hear anything about that. You weren't here. The announcements are given here. We're not going to each member's house to give announcements. They're given here. And you miss the announcements when you're not here. There are events that are going on. They're being announced. When you hear that, you plan your schedule accordingly. You miss those things when you're not here. You know what else you miss? The response to the invitation. You had a chance to be able to come down forward and ask for prayers. You had a chance to do that. But if you're not here, you miss that. And you know what else? When people come down here and they ask for prayers, you have a chance to hear their cry, and you have a chance to meet them at the service and say, you know what, I'm praying for you. You know what, I'm going to be praying for you about that situation. We shouldn't just hear people come down and ask for prayers, and then we just leave out the door. If you don't get a chance to shake the preacher's hand, that's all right. But you better catch that person who took had the opportunity to come down here and say, hey, I need help. Pray for me. That's the person you need to hug. Forget about everybody else temporarily. Everybody should be making a beeline to that person. That person should not leave this front row and make it to the back without somebody saying something. You know how much it takes to get out your seat and come down here and ask for prayers? And the people know that you need prayers? And then for you to go back out this building and nobody says a word? That's sad. Amen. But when you're not here, you miss that. There are many things that you miss because you just weren't here. You missed an opportunity to build yourself up. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You mean faith comes by hearing? Yes. Hearing by the word of God? Yes. So if I want more faith, I just need to hear what? The word of God. But if I don't come, I'm not. Boy, you see how this thing goes? You're missing out on a lot. When we're talking about while you were out, there are things that you miss. The church continues to go on. You know, when you finally do make the decision to come back, here's what you normally hear. The person comes back and they say, hey, when did y'all get new carpet? And the church says, while you were out. Yeah, that's when we got this new carpet. We got this new carpet while you were out. We don't know where you were and what you were doing, but we know that you weren't on the sick list. We got that documented. And we know you well enough that you weren't working on Sunday because I fellowship with you after service. So while you were out, things were still moving on. Yeah, when did we change the carpet? We did that while you were out. Hey, when did y'all paint the building? While you were out? Yeah, we were still working here while you were out. We didn't just stop because you weren't showing up. We continued to do what thus saith the Lord. The building was painted while you were out. Hey, tell me this. When did that person become a member while you were out? You know what? People were still going down in the watery grave. When did that happen? While you were out. We don't know where you were and what you were doing, but people were still preaching the gospel here. Individuals were still evangelizing here. When did this take place? While you were out. And then here's the other thing. Hey, when did we get a new minister? Now, you know you've been gone too long. If when you show up here, Brother Greg is no longer the minister, I think you've been gone just a little too long. If there's a new minister in the pulpit, when you finally return, you've been gone just a little too long. But it still shows that while you were out, the gospel was still being preached. Everything else was still moving forward. You were somewhere else, but the congregation was still moving forward. Just because you're not here, that does not stop everything. But do you miss some things? Yes, you do. And then you know what else you did? You robbed us the opportunity to love up on you. You robbed us of that. You're not giving us the opportunity to be able to hug you regularly. You're not giving us the opportunity to be able to shake your hand. You're not giving us the opportunity to be able to spend some time with you and just talk about nothing. We don't even have to have nothing on the list. I just want to talk to you about nothing. Let's just talk. Where'd you get that tie? How things are going? We're just talking about nothing, just having a conversation. You robbed me of that because you didn't show up. We keep saying, I'm not hurting anybody. Yes, you are. You're hurting yourself and you're hurting your brothers and sisters. Things continue to move on while you were out. Thomas missed a lot that day. He missed a lot. Missing the Holy Ghost, I think that was very important. Yes, sir. That man missed it that day when Jesus breathed on them and gave them the Holy Ghost. Many things you're going to miss. I just don't want you to miss Jesus when he finally does come back. I want you to have your life together because I know he's coming back. I don't have the date and I don't have the time, but I do know that he's coming back. The Bible has declared that he's coming back one day, and it's just our job to make sure that we're ready.
Yes.
But brother, how do I get ready? Well, the first thing that you need to do is you need to hear the gospel. Well, why is it that I need to hear the gospel? Well, Romans chapter 10, verse number 17. Paul says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You mean faith comes? Yes, it does. How does faith come? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When you hear the word of God, it produces faith. Well, do I really need that faith? Yes, you do. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the reward of them who diligently seek him. You must believe in God. You must believe in his son, Jesus Christ. You must believe that he lived, he died, he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. After we have established belief, we move to the next step, and that's repenting of our sins. Jesus said it this way in Luke 13, 3. I tell you nay, except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Let's just say that we don't know what the word repent means, but you and I, we understand the word perish. I don't know what repent means, but I know what the word perish means. Perish means that I'm damned to lose my soul. If perish means that, I don't care what repent means. That's better than what? Perish. If perishing is bad, I don't care what repent means. I've got to take that. Jesus says you need to repent or you will perish. What is repentance? Repentance is having godly sorrow. Repentance is having a change of mind that results in a change of action or lifestyle. Repentance is simply this. We're saying, I will stop doing that which is sinful and wrong. I will turn away from that and come back to God. Repentance is a turning away from. Jesus says, if you don't repent, you will perish.
Yes, sir.
After repentance, we need to make the mouth confession. Same confession Ethiopian eunuch made in Acts chapter 8, the latter part of verse number 37, where he said these words, that I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Well, here's the question. Does everybody have to make that confession? Yes, we do. Philippians chapter 2 and verse number 11. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. That every tongue implies everybody. You have to make that confession. Then after that confession has been made, it's time for us to be baptized. Well, what will baptism do for me? Well, in Acts chapter 22, verse number 16. Ananias said to Saul that day, and now why tarrest thou? Or now what are you waiting for? Arise and be baptized, washing away thy sins and calling on the name of the Lord. In Acts 22, verse 16, baptism will wash away your sins. You know what else Paul said in Galatians chapter 3, verse number 27? For as many as you have been baptized into Christ, you have put on Christ. And you know what Jesus said in Mark 16, 16? He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. It's safe to say that if you haven't been baptized, you're not saved. Mark 16, 16. It's safe to say that if you haven't been baptized, you're not in Christ. Galatians chapter 3, verse number 27. It is safe to say that if you have not been baptized, your sins have not been washed away. Acts chapter 22 and verse number 16. So now it's safe to say, do you want to be baptized? Is this the day that you walk out of this building a saved individual? Is this the day that your life changes for better? after you come up out of that water of the grave, we're charged by Jesus to be thou faithful unto death, and I'll give thee a crown of life. Revelation chapter 2 and the latter part of verse 10. If there's anything that we can do for you, maybe you just simply stand in need of prayer. And maybe you want to come. Or maybe you want to be baptized today and change your life and become a member of the Lord's church. We want to encourage you to come. We all together stand and sing the song of invitation.
655, 655.